Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, we have an exciting preview of our upcoming conference in Bristol, Virginia. Faithful friends, it's our effort to have 500 monthly supporters join the work here at Southwest Radio Ministries. I'm so excited to report that we have individuals and families committed to supporting SWRC and Watchmen on the Wall on a monthly basis. Will you join these faithful friends with your monthly gift? Visit SWRC.com and click on Donate Now, or simply call 1-800-652-1144. Please, friends, be one of the faithful 500 this month. Your recurring monthly gift, it helps us continue this kingdom-sized mission every single day. SWRC.com or 1-800-652-1144. Our Prophecy in the News Live conference is coming to Bristol, Virginia, October 9th through the 11th. Reserve your spot today to hear from wonderful speakers, get equipped with powerful resources, and fellowship with Christian friends. On today's episode, Pastor Larry Spargimino highlights the two presentations that he'll be giving at this year's conference. The event will be extremely timely, so don't miss it. Register today by visiting SWRC.com or simply call 1-800-652-1144.
God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Hi, this is Kenneth Hill, president of Southwest Radio Church Ministries, and I am your host saying thank you for joining us today on this special day as we look forward to a special conference that's coming up. Josh and Dr. Larry Spargimino will join together and give you the information. I just have the pleasure of introducing the program today, so that's what I'll do. God bless you, each and every one. Let's begin the program with prayer, and then we'll move into the information portion of the broadcast. Let us pray together, shall we? Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The phrase thank you doesn't really touch it the way it should. But we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing for us and how you take care of us. We cannot take care of ourselves. We are the sheep of your pasture, your word says, and we must indeed depend upon you to bring us what we need and to meet the daily needs and the other projects that are going on in Southwest Radio Church's sphere of influence. Thank you for those who serve you faithfully around the world, around this orb, this globe. We have people who are serving Jesus Christ and Him alone. And for those who do that here at SWRC, we say thank you. And for those who are serving the Lord in other locations, we ask your special blessing on them as well, and we say thank you. Now, Father, we ask you to conduct this program according to your plan, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And now, Josh and Dr. Spargimino, you guys, let's hear from you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Hill, and yes, we are excited for the Prophecy in the News Live that's coming to the Tri-Cities, Tennessee, Virginia, and it's happening in October, and we want you, dear friends, to be a part of this. We're going to have 3 full days with all kinds of wonderful topics. The doors will open at 8 a.m., and sessions will go on throughout the day. We'll end each day at about 5:30 p.m. thereabouts. You're going to hear from some wonderful speakers like Bill Federer, Mac Dominic, Pastor Larry, who's with me via phone today. I'll be speaking. Larry Stamm will be there, Micah Van Hus, Clayton Van Hus, Greg Patton, Dr. Lonnie Shipman. And we are just excited for the upcoming Tri-Cities Conference, and it's going to take place at the Delta Hotel That's in Bristol, Virginia. It's right next to Interstate 81. Very, very easy to access. And it's October 9th, 10th, and 11th. 3 full days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, October 9th, 10th, and 11th. You can register at swrc.com. Click on events. Click on this upcoming event, and you can register right there on the website. You can find out all the details, who's speaking, what they're speaking about, and all that information is available at swrc.com. Click on events. Click on this upcoming Tri-Cities Conference event, and then you can find that information. You can also register over the phone by giving us a call. It's 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Pastor Larry, I'm excited to be with you in person. I know that we get to talk over the phone quite a bit, but it's different to be together in person. Looking forward to this Tri-Cities Conference. I know that you're speaking on a couple of very intriguing topics, including the Abraham Proclamation, your book, and that wonderful resource. And there's so much that's happened since the book was released. And I know that you're going to update us on some of the outworkings of information you included in the book that is revealing itself through current events, through the news that we're seeing. Can you highlight some of those kinds of things for our audience today?
Yes. Thank you so much, Josh. I've spoken on my Abraham Proclamation book at another conference. One of the comments I received was that some of the photos of the atrocities were too graphic and should not have been shown. Well, I understand. They were upsetting. They were bloody. I'm not going to show them at this conference. I promise. Don't worry. I know they were very graphic. But we need to remember this. It's easy to forget. The fact is, it's not over. The problem is not over. The problem has not been taken care of. There was a poll recently taken, actually in late August, quote, "Majority of Americans now believe Israel guilty of genocide in Gaza." Like I said, those photographs, that video footage that Marvin had gotten, it was tremendous. I don't know where Marvin got it from, but he gets things that nobody else gets, and I appreciate him for that. It was graphic, but just think of the fact that people think, well, it's all over, and a majority of Americans now believe that Israel is guilty of genocide in Gaza. Give me a break. To look at the poll found Americans largely disapprove of President Donald Trump's handling of the war between Israel and the Hamas terror organization, with just 34% saying they approve of his administration's policies, compared with 53% who disapprove. And then there was another poll that actually, I think it's very interesting, it shows that the Palestinians back. They support the October 7th attack on Israel, and support for Hamas is rising. Oh, what's going on here? I mean, this is shocking. I want to talk about that. Of course, I also want to talk about how Americans have supported Israel by and large, mainly, and of course that's evangelical Christians. Of course, not all. But I'm thinking of Israel's second national anthem with a text by Pat Boone. Boone wrote the lyrics to the theme by Ernest Gold for the epic movie Exodus, which starred Paul Newman. I remember seeing that. I think the words that Pat Boone penned, and I think he penned them on a napkin, it was very informal. Here are the words. "This land is mine. God gave this land to me. This great, this golden land to me. And when the morning sun reveals her hills and plains, I see a land where children can run free. So take my hand and walk this land with me, and walk this land with me." Boone was actually honored by the Jerusalem Post in February of 2010. Here's what I want to bring in about that. You know, God's promises in Genesis 12 to bless those who bless Abraham. I believe that's very important, and I believe that is why we are still here as a nation. I mean, under the last administration, we were just about to lose everything, but God is true to His word. His word is true, And when God says he will bless those who bless Abraham, I really believe it. And I think that's really very important. I want to be talking about the current attitude. I certainly want to go back into the scriptures and talk about the Abrahamic covenant. It's an unconditional covenant. I also want to point out that even in times when God was very unhappy for what Israel had done, and he was chastening them, yet God always comes back to the promise that he made to Abraham. And I think replacement theology forgets all of that. Those are some of the things that I'll be sharing about the Abrahamic proclamation.
And this is so very timely, Pastor Larry, because we do see an increase in anti-Semitism, and it's been so alarming to me. It's one thing that I've shared here on Watchmen on the Wall, especially the Friday headlines from the End Times, is the rise in anti-Semitism that we see coming from people who are conservative, and even from people who claim to be conservative Christians, and that are turning away from Israel, turning their back on Israel, and saying some things that are just awful, 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 and we're understanding where these things are leading. And it all does go back to Abraham. And I think the Abrahamic covenant is the bedrock foundation for a lot of these issues. You hear people debating about modern Israel and all these different kinds of things, but they really need to have a proper understanding of the Abraham proclamation, the Abrahamic covenant, because that's the bedrock foundation for these kinds of discussions. I'm so very grateful that you're tackling this important subject. And friends, we are highlighting the kinds of things that you're going to hear at the Tri-Cities Conference. It's Prophecy in the News Live. It's coming October 9th, 10th, and 11th. That's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Doors will open at 8 a.m. First session will begin just before 9 a.m. And we'll have sessions running throughout the day going till about 5:30 p.m. all day Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You do not want to miss it. You're going to hear from some wonderful speakers about some important topics. And beyond that, you're going to have an opportunity to get some resources in your hands that will equip you, that'll inform you, that'll help you to navigate these challenging days that we live in. These kinds of conferences are so crucial, Pastor Larry, because we get to gather together with brothers and sisters in Christ and edify one another, build each other up, encourage each other in the Lord. I love our conferences. I love getting to do them because we get to talk to people face to face and to interact with them about the questions that they have about the Word of God, and that we can guide them and direct them into the truth of God's Word. And so, dear friends, we encourage you, register today. Come be with us at this important conference. Again, it's happening October 9th, 10th, and 11th. And you can register today at swrc.com. Click on events, click on this particular event, and you'll see all the details about it. And you'll have the link to register directly on that page. If you'd like to register over the phone, you can do so by giving us a call, 1-800-652-1144. The number, again, toll-free, 1-800-652-1144. Just tell them that you'd like to register for the upcoming Tri-Cities Conference. It's happening at the Delta Hotel, located at Exit 7 of Bristol, Virginia. And that particular location is a familiar one for the SWRC family. It used to be the Holiday Inn. It's changed names to Delta Hotel. But SWRC has hosted many of these kinds of conferences at this particular location over the years. We're excited to be coming back to this location, and we're excited to be joined together with many friends. We have friends from out of state who are traveling in that are going to join us, and we are excited. And I believe God's going to do some wonderful things through this conference, and we want you to be there. We want you, dear friends, to be a part of it. So register today, swrc.com, or give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. Now, Pastor Larry, you're not just speaking about the Abraham Proclamation. You're also having another session to highlight some of the truths about Calvinism on trial. And I know that in that particular book, you have a personal account of your story of how you came out of the Calvinistic doctrine, and certain scriptures began to really put a pin in you and just push you and ache at your side, and you realized that, hey, the scripture is saying something different. Could you highlight some of those kinds of things that you'll be sharing on Calvinism on Trial.
Well, thank you so much, Josh. I want to point out that there are basically two kinds of five-point Calvinists. There are the kamikaze five-point Calvinists, and by that I mean they self-destruct. They push those 5 points. It bleeds over into everything they do. It affects their kind of worship. It affects whether or not they have a special event in the church, whether they have a meeting, a special meeting, bringing in somebody who can edify the church. Then there's another group of five-point Calvinists, and I would put Charles Haddon Spurgeon in that group. Now, Spurgeon preached on all the 5 points of Calvinism, but you know, as you look at some of his invitations and some of the things he said and some of the things he wrote, he acted like an Arminian. As a matter of fact, if we look at church history, Spurgeon was criticized by many of the Reformed Presbyterians in London and elsewhere as being an Arminian. So the point I want to make is there are five-point Calvinists, but they're not kamikaze Calvinists. They don't self-destruct. Now, there are a couple of other people whom I really appreciate. Gary Hamrick, down in the Washington, D.C. area. I listen to him on a regular basis. He's very edifying. And one day I turned on the radio and I was listening to him, and he gave a message on total depravity. I couldn't believe it, because his message would have been accepted by five-point Calvinists, by kamikaze Calvinists. So I realized that there are those who are five-point Calvinists, and they kind of, it doesn't make them kamikaze Calvinists. I'm not really upset with them, but at one time, I must say, I ran around with a group who were kamikaze Calvinists. They took the 5 points, and it went through everything they did, even the music, the way they welcome people in the church. It was cold, it was stiff, it was dead, and so on and so forth. Now, I've got a couple of stories to tell. One of the stories, I remember a 16-year-old girl. I was associate pastor at a church in the Florida Keys, and the pastor was a 5-pointer all the way. And this girl, Elizabeth, came up to me one day, and she said, "You know, Pastor Larry," she says, "I'm not elect." I said, "Well, what do you mean?" She said, "Well, you know, I don't like church, and my grandparents, they go to church all the time. They want me to go to church." And she says, "Furthermore, I'm pretty attractive." And she really was. She was only 16 at that time. And she said, "You know, I've got a lot of boyfriends. They really like me." And Elizabeth said, "I think I'm going to have a good time in this life, because in the next life, I'm going to hell." Now, I didn't have anything to say to that young lady. I know she was carnal, she was fleshly all the way. But I never want to be in a point where someone would make a comment like that and would say, "Well, I'm hopeless. There's no hope, therefore I'm just going to have a good time." You know, there are so many situations like that I can think of. I believe in a universal atonement. Now, I know my Calvinistic friends will want to shoot me, but I believe in a universal atonement. Jesus died for all. He gave the opportunity for people to be saved by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that's not Calvinistic doctrine at all. But I found that one of the great Calvinistic forefathers believed that, Jonathan Edwards, who is normally, and I've got his quote where he said, "Jesus died to give people an opportunity to be saved." There are so many things I can get into, but one of the things I really want to stress, and I think it's very important, is that Calvinists believe in monergism. God does it all. I believe that the Bible teaches synergism, that we can become involved, we can cooperate with God, not because we're stronger than God, we're not taking sovereignty away from God, but God in His sovereignty gave us that ability. For example, God told Joseph to take Mary and Jesus to Egypt because Herod was planning to kill baby Jesus. So Joseph cooperated with God's plan. Joseph was an important part of the safety and survival of Jesus. God did not work independently of man. In John 11, the people took away the stone from the tomb in which Lazarus was buried, and Jesus commanded the people to remove the grave clothes from the resuscitated Lazarus. God did not remove the stone, and God did not take the grave cloth off of Lazarus. He could have, but he did not. God and man cooperated once again. And then, of course, in Exodus 17, the Israelites prevailed in battle over the enemy as long as Moses held up his hand. If that isn't a good example of synergism, I don't know what is. When he got tired and his hand went down, then the bad people took over. And then also in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul writes this. He says, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. For we are laborers together with God. And I believe that's the principle that the scripture teaches. And there are many things that Kabakazi Calvinists say that are just not true. For example, they say, if you don't believe in the 5 points, you don't believe in grace. Well, that is not true. You know, they don't understand that between 5-point Calvinism and a biblical approach to this, there are a million miles. You know, you don't have to be a 5-point Calvinist to be faithful to God and to preach the whole counsel of God and yet to love people. And I want to be very clear on that. I don't hate anyone. There are some 5-point Calvinists. I don't agree with their Calvinism, but I like what they say. R.C. Sproul, for example. I've gotten so many wonderful things out of R.C. Sproul. I just love the man. I know he's in heaven. John MacArthur, I heard him speak on the 5 points. I would have to disagree with him on his understanding of that. But guess what? I have a MacArthur study Bible, his own study Bible. It's one of the best study Bibles I have. So I don't want people to say, well, you're hateful, you're divisive. I'm not divisive. I love all those guys. They're all in heaven. I've been blessed by them. But I think if we go the way of Kamikaze Calvinism, we're going to be missing a lot. And I think we're going to be losing a lot of souls that we could have won to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Pastor Larry, I think you really hit the nail on the head there, because the gospel focus is what is so diminished by, as you call it, the Kamikaze Calvinism. And that's one of the ideas that I came away with as I read through your book, was that why preach the gospel? Why have missions? Why do any of these things? And even the question came to me, why should a Calvinist even pray? If God is the one who is deciding everything and the monergistic system that you talk about, why even pray? Why share the gospel? Why preach the gospel if it's all declared and decreed and we have nothing to do with it whatsoever? And it really diminishes the work and the ministry of the church. You have some powerful quotes from the likes of Charles Spurgeon, who said he'd rather just quit ministry altogether if he wasn't going to share the gospel and preach, and things that iterated those kinds of truths. And so we see that it is a dangerous and destructive doctrine that we need to address head on. I love the winsome approach that you bring to this, that you're not just castigating everyone that's remotely involved with it, but you're saying there are some scriptural answers to the kinds of issues that you guys are raising, and we need to understand what the Word of God says in an accurate and a complete manner. I'm so glad that you're going to be sharing that information. And friends, you can come here more and you can check out more. We're talking about what's going to happen at the Tri-Cities Conference. It's coming up October 9th, 10th, and 11th. You do not want to miss it. It's going to be held at the Delta Hotel right off of Exit 7 of Interstate 81 in Bristol, Virginia. Very easy to access. And you can get a discounted room through our ministry as well. You can register today by going to swrc.com. Again, that's swrc.com. Or you can give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. Again, that's 1-800-652-1144. You'll be hearing from a lot of other wonderful speakers, including Bill Federer, Mac Dominic, Pastor Larry. I'll be speaking there as well. I'll be sharing some information about headlines from the end times, some other truths and topics that I'll be speaking on in the conference as well. Larry Stamm will be there, Micah Van Hus, Clayton Van Hus, Dr. Greg Patton, and Dr. Lonnie Shipman. 3 full days with lots of information, lots of resources that you can be equipped and challenged and grow in your faith and understand what God's doing in today's world. Interact with the speakers, interact with brothers and sisters in Christ, and we want to see you there. We encourage you to register today. Again, go to swrc.com or give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. 1144. Pastor Larry, I'm so excited that we can be together again in Bristol, Virginia at the Tri-Cities Conference.
I'm looking forward to it. I still have many friends in that area, and it'll be like a homecoming for me.
And we're so excited. And friends, one more time, we just encourage you, join us. You do not want to miss this important conference, and we are praying for God's blessings upon it. And who knows, there may be a few surprises in store for those who attend, and I'll just leave those kinds of things there. But we are so excited for the Tri-Cities Conference, and we want to see you there. Thank you, Pastor Larry, for your time today.
Thank you so much. It was an honor.
Bible prophecy, end times, truth. Join Southwest Radio Ministries October 9th through the 11th at the Delta Hotel, Exit 7 in Bristol, Virginia. Come hear from top Bible scholars, teachers, and researchers on the mysteries of the Bible, headlines from the end times, and how to build a spiritual war arsenal. 3 days of scripture-based insights and encouragement. Register today at swrc.com. October 9th through the 11th in Bristol, Virginia. Come hear Dr. Larry Spargimino, Dr. Greg Patton, Micah Van Hus, and Bill Federer. 9 total speakers over 3 days. Southwest Radio Ministries invites you to the Prophecy in the News Live Conference, October 9th through the 11th in Bristol, Virginia. Register today by visiting swrc.com or calling 1-800-652-1144. Space is limited, so make sure you register today. swrc.com. Friends, we're so glad you're here today. If you're a new listener to Watchmen on the Wall, make sure you request your new listener pack. Inside, you'll find the latest issue of our Prophetic Observer newsletter and a special gift. Request your free new listener pack when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Friends, if you have a prayer need, would you let us pray for you? We consider it an honor to pray with you. Prayer requests come in from all over the country through the mail, on the phone, and now through a special email address, prayer@swrc.com. That's prayer@swrc.com. Or you can always just give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Tomorrow, Josh Davis will explore the latest headlines from the end times. Be sure to tune in by downloading our free SWRC mobile app. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful friends like you. To learn more, visit our website, swrc.com.